60-54. Joined now by Coach Toby Wynn. And, Coach, today, that first quarter, you said you really couldn't allow your team to have a rough first quarter, and unfortunately you did. You trailed 21-8 after the first quarter, and just too deep of a hole to climb out of today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we haven't got off to some great starts, and we seem like we've been able to fight back, and gosh, today we just weren't able to fight back. You know, they got to give those guys credit. I mean, they had a good plan for us, and you know, things that we were needing to try to do, you know, offensively, they did a good job defensively, like trying to take those things away, and you know, some of the things we've been able to execute a little bit cleaner and a little bit better and a little bit easier. They were just prepared for, you know, I mean, those guys played on Wednesday. They had 2 days to prepare for us. You know, we had one hour and 20 minute practice really to try to get ready for it. And that's part of it. That's how, you know, that's how the game goes and how basketball goes. And you know, I'm proud of our players though, for the fact in the second half, I mean, we made an adjustment at halftime, went triangle and two. And I thought in the third quarter, did a great job. I think we cut it to 11 and we had a chance. And then I think they got the girl, number 40, got the ball at the top of the key, and she's a driver, and we know that. And we went out there and tried to guard her like she's a three-point shooter, and she drives it right by us to get a layup. And then Bud just gets the layup there at the end of the quarter two, and they were able to push it out ahead of us a little bit and get the separation they needed. But I think the difference in the game, Greg, was in the first half. Like, you know, we turned it over, and they turned, I think, our turnovers into like 12 points. And the second chance points were like 8-0. And I think second chance points, and I think points off turnovers in the first half was like 21-2.
Yes.
I think that's what it was, 21-2. So 19-point difference right there. We got no points off turnovers, you know, so our defense in the first half really wasn't aggressive enough to be able to get anything. We didn't get anything out of that. We only had 3 steals all game. We averaged 12, you know, the season. We weren't just really moving and doing the things that we needed to do defensively, you know, to be able to create some havoc and do some of that. And then, you know, then they got some offensive rebounds in the second half. And that was, you know, that was a key for them. And, I mean, that was probably the game right there, honestly. I mean, the offensive rebounding, second chance points, and the points off turnovers in the first half, because the game ended with those guys having only 15 points off turnovers. So we got 4 in the second half. We didn't turn over as much. And then we had 12 points total second chance. You only got 2 second chance points. You know, so that was a big key to the game.
Well, if there's a bright spot, it is that second half. Your girls came out of the locker room and made the adjustments, played to those adjustments, and made a few more shots. But now you get a little bit of a break, maybe to get both physically and mentally focused for the final stretch of the season. Don't play again until next Saturday at home against Newman, so hopefully this will be a chance to maybe get re-energized.
I hope so. I mean, I told our players in the locker room, I mean, we won 3 of our last 4 games now. We built some good momentum. You know, we came into this game, and we need to try to beat somebody that's ahead of us. You know, that didn't happen. We had a chance today. But, you know, I think in the past games for us against teams like this, you know, we've gotten blown out in the second half, and we ended up losing games by 30. You know, and so for us to show some fight and to hang in there and keep playing, you know, we got to try to build off of every little thing we can build off of right now with this team. And, you know, we got to have a good week of preparation and try to go get a revenge victory against Newman next Saturday.
Well, Coach, have a safe trip back to Emporia. We'll see you Monday on Hornet Talk, and
appreciate
forward to next Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Emporia State Lady Hornet Coach Toby Wynn. Again, the Lady Hornets tonight or this afternoon go down to defeat at the hands of Missouri Western, 76-60, our final score. When we come back, we'll sit down and visit with Emporia State men's basketball coach Craig Doty before this afternoon's men's contest. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.